Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
As you can see,
oh, yes,
we are all very young.
Very, very
young. Mufa kale fu mama mi,
Mufa
kale fu baba mi, Ayeni Miami, Maserati fu Iyawo mi, Ferrari Versace, Ferragamo Bugatti, Olo Butori, Mufa lo obi adenuga, Mufa fe sosa, Mufa si pepere. My people, it's a beautiful story, na na na. See, I fought through defeat, now I am living a better life. And I'm thankful for the life that I am living, na na.
Easy baby, loke, loke, shabalu wa lo shelo. Oh, oh, waliwa, shabalu wa lo shelo. Lagos today and London tomorrow.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Streets of Nigeria Radio. We're bringing the Nigerians and Nigerian every matters that concerns real estate. As far as the diaspora market is concerned, that's what we are doing here. My name is Kelamo Williams. I'm your host, and I have on the call SOJ as usual. And today we are going to talk about a lot on real estate. And I know a lot of people will be looking at the topic that wellness and real estate, the house they relate. Wellness and real estate. Wellness and real estate. How do they relate? And we're going to go a little bit very deep into it. What exactly does your environment look like? And how well can you make your environment to be very, very, very conducive for you? And I'm going to give you some data to support whatever I have to say today, this morning, this Spirit of Nigerian Radio here on the Real Estate Show. Bringing Nigerians and Nigerians in diaspora up to speed on all matters in real estate. So I'm going to give you a lot of expo on your environment. And you know, the thing about this show today is that when we talk about wellness in real estate, you know, at this point, whatever we do not know before, taking COVID into consideration, we should know that there are so many things that we have to take into consideration when we come to the environment that we can afford it. I know there are a lot of people who say, oh, you're just saying it because you're in that privileged class. No, not in the privilege. Just talking about real estate and, you know, real estate, wellness in real estate. Because if we have real estate developers bringing up buildings for people, so how do we incorporate this wellness? Is it wellness in physical gym and all that? No, that's not just what wellness in building is. Wellness goes beyond that, and that's what we want to talk about this morning. So when you're buying from any developer, you should be able to consider some things which I'm going to discuss today. We're not going to talk about why you should buy or not buy, but we're saying if you're keyed into it and you have intention of buying, you should be able to look at your environment, the built environment and the wellness, you know. So that's what we're going to talk about today on the Real Estate Nigerian Show. And this is the Spirit of Nigerian Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. So stay tuned as we come back and start bringing out all the things that you need to know concerning wellness in real estate after the break.
As you can see,
oh, yes,
we are all very young.
Very, very young.
Mufa kale fu mama mi, Mufa kale fu baba mi, Ayeni Miami, Maserati fu Iyawo mi, Ferrari Versace, Ferragamo Bugatti, Olo Butori, Mufa lo obi adenuga, Mufa fe sosa, Mufa si pepere. My people, it's a beautiful story, na na na. See, I fought through defeat, now I am living a better life, and I'm thankful for the life that I am living, na na.
Easy baby, loke, loke, shabalu wa lo shelo. Oh, oh, waliwa, shabalu wa lo shelo. Lagos today and London tomorrow, waliwa lo shelo.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Real Estate Nigerian Show, and I am your host, like you said, Kike Williams, and of course, I have with me on the council, SOJ. This is the Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in Nigeria and Nigerians in diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. And today we'll be talking about wellness and the real estate. How does it play? How do they link up together? You know, we all know what's going on today. We're talking about COVID. COVID has forced us to see our homes, our neighborhoods, our built environment in a new light. We are beginning to see where we are supposed to live, taking into cognizance social distancing and all that. So COVID has opened our eyes to see that, look, we don't have to like be up in our faces, choking ourselves up and all that, you know. And it has come to, we've come to understand that, you know, COVID, the death risk are highly, highly correlated with where we live and the corresponding socioeconomic conditions. You know, when you talk, when you look at the United States of America, we are very lucky in Nigeria. They'll be telling you that people, the blacks in certain areas are more affected. Corona affects them more and all that. And they don't have a recourse to the need for that they have to keep themselves healthy. So you can see that the death risk, hospitalization, they are all highly correlated with where we live, you know, and our corresponding socioeconomic conditions. People can't afford good waters. They don't have a lot of things that others are the things that are really, really into it and all that, you know. And of course, our homes, because of COVID, our homes have become a sanctuary for us where we can now, it's not just, we don't just relax at home, sleep or entertain, but now it has also become our primary place of work. People are working from home. People are doing their studies from home. You see, schools are not open. You know, some universities, they have more online classes. They study from home. You know, they do a lot of activities. Students are not, young kids that are supposed to be playing in schools, they are all online studying, you know, exercises, creates, you know, people, gyms were closed and all that. So there are lots of things that our home has become because of this COVID, you know. So as part of it being their sanctuary, but now it has gone beyond just a place for us to sleep and or entertain or relax. It has gone beyond that and all that. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why we have to look at what exactly our environment needs to look like in this COVID period. You understand what I'm saying? So looking at all these things, it is really, 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 really alarming when, according to a research, it said that the internal and the external environment plays a major factor in the death risk, health risk. It plays a major factor that 80 to 90% of the diseases and risk and health outcomes is related to your internal and external environments, not genetics. Oh, he has some kind of disease that affects the lungs, you know. And then looking at this guy's trial, this guy that was killed by the police and all that, I've forgotten his name right now. They said he died because of the exhaustors, because, you know, the policeman knelt on his neck and he was very close to the exhaust and the car was running. So all the gases that comes out, all those carbon dioxide and all that, I know we all did that in secondary school, and we're not even realizing what it's all about. The carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, all this is they are very, very, very dangerous to the health and all that. We're not really seeing it and all that. And the reason why we should have plants who can absorb the carbon dioxide and bring us oxygen and stop all those scientific stuff and all that. It was just like a child's play and all that. That was part of what killed that guy, apart from the fact that they knelt on his neck and he had some health issues and all that. But it all goes down to where we live and how we live. Then according to the CW research report, Build Well to Live Well, you know, they looked at this, a wellness case for healthy built environments, a wellness case for real estate focused built environment. That is, you can, for real estate practitioners to focus on the wellness of the estate, the wellness of the people that are going to live in the estate, the functionality of the estate to in terms of looking at it vis-a-vis the risk of some diseases that can actually trigger the COVID that we have right now. And it's COVID that we know. We don't know what is coming to play as time goes on. So these are things that we are going to look at. I'm going to tell you all the things that we have to do to get a good environment. The first one is that you have to minimize the environmental impact on human health. When I said environmental impact on human health, it still goes back to the smoke, the exhaust, all those things, the human activity that generates pollution. Your cars, they generate pollution. And look at Lagos State, well congested, like I can tell you for free. The traffic in Lagos State is actually testifies to the fact that there's a lot of pollution coming out from everybody. They don't have other means of transportation apart from people using their cars. You know, in the UK, people take the train and all that. Cars are kept at home and all that and all that. So it's a little bit minimized. So for us in this environment, we have to minimize the environmental impact of human health. Any human activities that generate pollution in our environment that vastly affect our health, we have to look at it. And real estate and communities can help to mitigate those harmful impacts. So how do we say that real estate can do this? Now let's go how we can see the real estate to do it. One, they can reduce our exposure to toxic elements by filtering hard pollutants in our air and water. A lot of this estate, they don't even care about the water. They don't care. They bring in certain kind of generator that, you know, you don't even know the kind of fumes that comes out of it. You see how dark it is in the environment where it is and all that. You can actually look at, they tell you that this place is going to be 24 hours power supply, which means that there will be a generator, standby generator, that would be like a supplement and all that. You need to see how harmful those things are going to come out. So the generator is one. Then you, what do you do as a person? You have to look at the kind of paints. You have to ask. There are so many harmful materials and substances in our homes. E.g., we have the paints, the sealants, the flooring, the flame, the retardants, and the insulation. All these things, they have harmful materials. So you have to know how much. I know a lot of people will be looking at me like, oh God, but our forefathers were living here. But your forefathers were not living this way. You do not have all these cars. You do not have technology that they are using right now to produce a lot of things. So there's a difference. Today you have cement that can dry up within a second. For instance, before you said, okay, when you're doing the foundation, you have to wait for maybe 21 days and all that. But right now you have cement that once you pour it in, that's what Julius Berger uses. Once you pour it in within an hour or so, the whole thing is dried up. Those are not natural. There are some things that have been inside it. So these are the things that you look at. How to reduce your risk. When you go to your real estate developer and you're thinking about what kind of paints are you using, that's why you see a lot of paint houses right now. They're advertising their paints in such a safety way. You look at ACs, they are telling you your ACs are your air condition can eliminate the people that have asthma can actually use these ACs and all that. So people are becoming conscious of even the ACs. You have to look at what are the components. People are conscious of the fact that there's something to use in your house and mosquitoes will be dead. But then what kind of chemical is in it? If you are also looking at the point of where you said, okay, I don't want to see mosquitoes in my house, use those kind of paints. Do you know the chemicals, the materials, the substances that are in that paint and how harmful it can be to your health, especially to the young ones that are growing up and all that? So you have to reduce your exposure to toxic elements. That's one. And that you can find in your paints, in your sealants, in your flooring, in your flame retardant, and of course in your insulation. So those things you can find in it. All those toxic elements you can find in all those things. So you have to sit down with your real estate developer and ask if it means you buying the paint to paint your own environment, your own immediate environment, I think you should do it. If you're buying a house of 5 million, 10 million, how much is it going to cost you to get a good paint? How much is it going to, you're going to install ACs in your houses? How much is it going to get you to look for those ACs that you know that the toxic materials in them are reduced? So you can see where we are going. When we say wellness and real estate, you can see where we are going to. We are not saying, oh, come and jump, come and join the gym. We are talking about the wellness of your environment and how you can mitigate any diseases that are going to be, that will be generated through all those toxic materials. So you have to look at that. That's point one. Point two, you have to promote a better sleep, rest, and stress reduction through healthy lighting and soundproofing. This is a serious case because a lot of us will just say, oh, hey, go and buy me the globe that will not consume power that much. Go and buy me the globe that will not consume power that much. You know, that kind of a thing. But the truth is, it's not about just the globe. There's so many things that you can, you need to have a good sleep. And how do you have a good sleep? You're in a place, there is no AC, you are sweating like a Christmas goat, or in the evening, you're sweating like a Christmas goat. So you have this, your stress, for you to be able to reduce it, is through healthy lighting. So you have to ask, what are these globes that I'm going to use? How many toxicity are in this globe? You have to look at all those things as a real estate, as somebody who is buying into a house. Then the soundproofing. People are talking in the next house and you can hear. And that is what happens abroad, where you have people that are saying that, okay, people abroad, they always gossip. Before you know it, they are calling 911 saying that, oh, my neighbor is making noise, or my neighbor is this. Because there are no soundproof. Every sound from the outside gets into the house. And that's why in studios like ours in Spirit of Nigeria Radio, it's well built, you know, they've eliminated sound so we can concentrate and have a balanced, healthy program. But a lot of people don't build their house taking into consideration soundproofing. So your wellness in your real estate also has to do with this. So you ask all those questions. And that's why we are here in Real Estate Nigeria, to bring you to speed in all matters concerning real estate. It's not just about buying real estate, but also about everything that has to do with real estate and how you can actually have a well-being living in your own apartment or living in a rented apartment. You can ask questions. Apart from those houses that are already built, even those houses that are already built, you can still go as far as saying that I want to repaint. Let them peel off the paints that are here. You know, like we said, there are so many toxic materials in those paints. Let them peel off the paints that are here. Let us look at the flooring, whatever it is. You have your tiles. Okay, the flooring, you cannot see so much and all that. There's so many things that you can do and all that. Your lighting and your sound. If there's nothing, you can actually do a lot about your lighting. You can do something about your lighting. So that is, you can actually decide that, look, this is the kind of globe, this kind of things that I want to use for my environment. I'm talking about those houses that are already built and you do not have a say. They've already done all those things and you don't have a say on what, on how to go about it. So you can actually reduce those things by the things that I've mentioned. And if you're just buying, I think you should really, really consider all these things. That's why we always say that off-plan is very good, because with off-plan, you are able to get things done in such a way that you're able to monitor a lot of things. So now let's go to the third point now. We said reap the benefits of health-friendly practice, you know. This practice may range from using local-sourced, recycled, natural, or sustainable building materials. And I know this is not really in your hands like that per se, but you can actually liaise. I'm talking about those who are buying real estate now, who are buying into real estate. You can actually liaise with the developer, you know, to ask them what kind of materials are they going to use in installing the cooling, your AC, what materials are they going to be using in installing your plant landscaping. You know, what are they going to use? The chemical fertilizer. You know, I want to have landscaping here. I want to have flowers here. I want to have this here. I want to have a bed of roses. I want to have a bed of this. So what kind of fertilizer and pesticides are they using? Especially in your community around you. These are the things that you can ask the real estate person. Because sometimes they want to do this kind of landscaping. around the estate. You can ask. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can ask the developer, okay, this area is meant for landscaping. Okay, what kind of fertilizers are you using for this area? And what the pesticides, what are the things that they are using in this area with the pesticide they are using? Also, you can ask those questions. I don't understand. The thing is that these people, you're giving them money and they are building for you. So you have every right to say what you want, to ask questions. And you have to take it up with the owners of the business that this is it. Can you do it? And they're looking for ways to have a better environment. They are looking for ways. So when you come with such answers, they take into consideration because it's a selling point for them as a company in real estate. And they're telling you that, look, we are paying attention to details. We are looking at reducing our exposure to toxic materials in terms of the paints that we use, the sealants, the flooring, the flame, and the insulation. We're also trying to promote a healthy sleep for you through a healthy lighting and soundproofing. We're also looking at the benefits of the planet and the benefit of the health. And we are careful about the kind of fertilizers we are using for our landscaping. We are careful about our locally sourced, recycled, natural. We are going to a locally sourced, recycled, natural, sustainable building materials for installing our cooling, ACs, and all those things. So they are going to use all this as a selling point when they're selling their products. So you're going to them to say it. You're not like overdoing things. You're actually giving them the things that will make them even sell faster. Because today, people are really, really, really researching. Nobody wants COVID. And Nigeria, like I said, yeah, we are very lucky, but this thing is hitting them so hard in all the countries. Look at South Africa. Look at all the variants that they have. Look at different countries. Yes, we have some countries not affect them because they were able to block people out of their countries and all that. But those of us who are still being good and godly and all that, so. These are the things that you can do under the topic of the environmental impacts on human. These three things you should take into consideration: ways to reduce your exposure to toxic, how to promote a better sleep through healthy lighting, and how to reduce, how to reap the benefits of healthy friendly practices in terms of fertilizers and all the things that you are using. When we come back, we are going to talk to you about the social behavior that can support a healthy well-being in real estate when we come back after this break.
As you can see,
oh yes,
I'm thankful for the life that I am living, man.
Easy baby, okay. Shabaluwalo shelo, oh oh, Oluwa. Shabaluwalo shelo, Lagos today and London tomorrow. Shabaluwalo shelo, oh my jaye jaye. Shabaluwalo shelo, easy baby, okay. Shabaluwalo shelo.
Falling for two, let nobody do me better in truth. See, I'm balling for two, let nobody do me better in truth. Wizzy bad musician, sassy bad producer, you already know, you're on every show.
Welcome back. This is the Real Estate Nigerian Show, and I'm still your host, Kike Lamar Williams. And of course, giving you the jams there is SOJ. And we are the streets of Nigerian radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora and Nigerians in Nigeria up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. And then when this topic today is not about people in diaspora, mainly it's people from those developers in Nigeria. I know the people in diaspora, and I think there's something you can also learn from this, you know. Sometimes you guys just leave everything in the hands of the realtor, and they just build, and they tell you they are done, and you just moved in. You can actually ask those questions. You can actually ask for all those things and all that, and they can actually also help you to achieve all this. Although, you guys use wood, but then there's painting. You paint as well. You have... I see people using fans. I see a lot of houses with one or two installations for cooling the air and all that. So it's also good that you also understand the well-being of your environment, real estate and the well-being. And I'm sure being in diaspora, you might say you are more advanced, but at least it's not going to harm you to ask all these questions and see what are they actually using for this landscaping and all that. Because I know a lot of people, there is even worse there because you have so much fertilizer in doing everything that you're doing. So so you need to find out what kind of fertilizer are they using in your landscaping and all that, you know. So all these diseases that we're talking about, like you said, 80 to 90% of all these diseases are not genetic. There are a lot of them have 80 to 90% are not genetic. They are... They are associated to your internal and external environment. So it's something that you have to consider. Our people in diaspora and, of course, Nigerians living in Nigeria, these are the things that you consider. So now we are coming back to ourselves in terms of our well-being in the real estate. Our well-being, we have spoken about what the real estate developer should do. Now we are coming back to us as an individuals. What we should do, one, and have a lot of, have like three subheads on this topic: support behavior change and healthy lifestyle. You know, healthy lifestyle. I know this cannot be overemphasized. We say it a lot, but sometimes we don't pay attention to it. You know, no one would dispute that the healthy behavior and lifestyle have profound impact on our health. Yeah, we know that habits are difficult to change. Yeah, we know that. You know, but if you have a good, a healthy behavior, you know, and a well-planned lifestyle, it has a profound effect on us. And psychologists, they've shown that changing our living environment can help to nurture towards healthy behaviors. And, you know, healthy behaviors, you know, it's when you're coming from a toxic environment that you think in a toxic way. You're coming from an environment where everybody is cool, calm, and collected. There's a way you behave. It's different from where you're coming from, an environment where there's so much problems and lifestyle issues and all that. So we need to support a behavior change and healthy lifestyle. So number one, the first thing I would encourage everyone to do after your real estate developer have done their best, this is for you as an individual, encourage a healthy eating habits, you know. And I don't think this is difficult in Nigeria. Neither is it difficult abroad, you know, taking fresh and healthy food, you know. Fresh and healthy food, you know. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not something that is difficult. We have farmers every now and then coming from the village, bringing vegetables, bringing different kinds of fruits and all that. We have urban farmers. We have, you know, you can even do some kind of farming in your own environment, you know. These are healthy way of eating, you know, your eating habits. Okay, I want a foco, like they used to say. I see people ask those questions, say that I want a foco, although it's smaller, it's not like as big as bogus, because those are Greek ones are very big and bogus and all that. So you can actually ask for all these things. You have okra that is do I call it native okra or whatever, but not those that are fertilized and all that. Even your apples that you eat, sometimes you can actually see the difference between certain apples and all that. So you can actually try as much as possible to go for your natural, fresh and healthy foods through communities, through urban farms. And you know, our farmers in we have urban farms, we have farmers in the village and all that, you know. And they have, and they, I know there was a time they have this Sunday markets in Ogba. this Sunday market in Ogba, you have people from different villages bringing different fake stuff that are natural and all that. You can also get all those things, and they are also cheaper and all that. And in addition to that, you know, drinking fountain and bottle refilling stations in public places encourage drinking water instead of sugar, beverages, for instance, Coke, all these beverages, all these Coke, malts and all that. Drink water. Try and drink water. You understand what I'm saying? Try and drink a lot of water. Coke, Coke goes with the meal, goes with this, Coke with Coke, you know, please. Reduce all those things, and it will help you. If your environment, your developer has taken into consideration and is able to do all those things for you, then you too, you should take it upon yourself to develop a healthy eating habit. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, so also you have to look at your infrastructure. You know, how is your neighborhood done? You understand, your neighborhood, is it designed in such a way that you can have a walkway, you can bike, you know. If you have those kind of things, you know, attractive sidewalk, when you have street trees that provide some kind of oxygen, because you know what the green leaves assumes for us, all those greenery, you know, have good trees around, planted around your environment, you know, and you have a place whereby you guys can sit down, and, you know, just have a little bit of fresh air. A lot of people sit in the house 24/7 with AC all through. I mean, that's not really okay. And I know that goes for the rich men, the likes of the Adenuga and all that. But you can actually create a place within your environment where you can have a walkway, where you can have benches and whatever that you can actually relax and have fresh air, you know what I'm saying? So it's a well located stairways, you know, all those things, you know. You're even the elevator that you're in, there's a way that elevator can be done in such a way that, you know, you can have one or two fresh flowers there, plants that is providing oxygen. You know how the elevator is when you enter into the elevator, and it's just you guys breathing on each other. No air, nothing until you come out of that place. You know what you would have exhumed into yourself and all that, you know. So, a good environment as well. You know, promote an active lifestyle. How to build your body, your mind, build body health. It's also very good as far as I understand. And it applies to all ages. Your wellness amenities. I know a lot of estates are actually providing this, you know. Actually, we have playgrounds for children, we have health centers, we have the facility classes, the MD of Joy and then PA. So they were talking about exercise, and I said, I thought having indoor exercise is far, far better. No, for encouraging, you need to go out and into the estate gym and then have people that are also going to encourage you. So in your estate, you should be able to make sure that they have a lifestyle where you have all those facilities that can actually make you to healthy and all, you know, understand what I'm saying? So it's also important for you to also take advantage of nature to improve your mental and psychological well-being, you know. All this, your space, your space, let there be a lot of greenery in your space, you know. All these things will reduce stress. You understand what I'm saying? So possible to ensure that your own space, you have your, apart from the ones you're supposed to develop in terms of the fertilizer, have a lot of greenery, some flowers, some you know, live flowers that you can walk in the morning, put them around you, and all this will reduce your stress, aggression, and negative feelings. Because as you're coming out, you're seeing the roses, but sometimes it calms you down. As you're going out, you're even thinking of your environment, you're happy. Like when you're going out and your environment, so much of stress and that somebody pouring water, somebody is for those face me and face it, but you can actually make your environment well littered and all that. It's your immediate environment in your house and put some flowers there. And you're waking up and you're going, you also have at the back of your mind of your house, and you're happy. You don't come out of your house negatively, and then that will affect other people negatively. And when we come back, real estate and well-being, So let's just take a break back and then we'll talk about the last segment of this topic, real estate well-being, and then we'll call it a day. Let's go for a short break.
As you can see,
oh yes,
we are all very young.
Very, very young.
Mo fe kale fun mama mi, mo fe kale fun baba mi. Aye ni Miami, Maserati fun iyawo mi, Ferrari Versace, Ferragamo Bugatti, owo lobi tori. Mo fe lowo bi Adenuga, mo fe fe sosa. All of them for me, Atiti baby now. You cannot believe what I have seen with my eyes. Say my people, it is a beautiful story, na na na. See I fought through defeat, now I am living a better life. And I'm thankful for the life that I am living, na na.
Easy baby, love,
welcome back, and I hope you're making sense in this show today, the well-being and real estate. This is the Real Estate Nigerian Show, and I'm your host, Kika Williams. And this is the Spirit of Nigerian Radio, bringing Nigerians in Nigeria and Nigerians in diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. We're talking about real estate and wellness. How do we live in an environment that is that will so much contribute to our well-being and all that? It's not just about living in a house, it's about looking at the things that will make our environment to be conducive. In this time of COVID, you just need to live smart and you have to have a particular lifestyle. So the last segment here we're talking about is how to foster a sense of place, community and belongings. And that's my best topic because you know what? That's what real estate is all about. You know, the community, you know, a place where you have a home is more than a dwelling place now. You understand? So wellness in real estate can foster wellness community, you know, people, you know, positive feelings, and then, you know, people have a place of belongings, you know, belonging, and people have this sense of communal living whereby people can come up and say, oh, the swimming pool is looking dirty, when do we come up, when do we call the person to come and clean the pool, how do we bring in the person to come and look at the lawn, and all those things. So this is why I love real estate, honestly speaking. This is why I love people to live in an estate, honestly speaking. This sense of belonging, communal living, and taking care of the environment as a work for everyone, not just one person. Everybody wants to live healthy and all that. And sometimes when you have a walkable school that is close to your community, it also gives you keeps you healthy. Unlike when you have to drive the way to certain areas, you know, your kids are in the car, so many fumes and on blasting and all that, you know, and then the child goes, he's already disrupted, he's already tired and all that because he has seen so many things on the road and all that. So having a community that has a school, a walkable school, a walkable distance to public plazas, parks, and you know, and then having balconies in your houses too is very, very, very good. It encourages your foster a sense of wellness and all that, you know, so that people can, you can come out to your balcony, you can have a small meeting area where you can meet with people, and you can have spontaneous meetings with your neighbors. You know, it's something, you don't have to go into the public space where you have a lot of toxic pollution and all that in those spaces and all that. So your community can actually save you and give you a good well-being, a well-being as far as your real estate is concerned. That's why a lot of real estate today, they will be telling you that they will list proximity to maybe the hospitals, proximity to schools, good schools, proximity to what they call it now, proximity to plazas, you know, where they can do their shopping. And then within the estate, sometimes a lot of them, they create a small neighborhood estate for themselves so that you can just even get those things coming back from work. You don't have to stop in so many places after the stress of walking, driving and all that, start running to one supermarket. Some of this community, this real estate developer, they provide a community mall, a small laundry office, just literally whereby you can just do one or two things so that you can actually minimize your exposure to all those things that can affect your well-being. So it's very, very critical that you look at the estate that you're living and see if all those things are there, you know, for you to be able to live well. You know, studies have shown that community interaction builds trust among neighbors and encourages civic engagement. And when we say civic engagement, that means this is our environment. How do we make it good? What do we need to do here? What do we need to do in this place? Who is coming in here? We have this in place. We have CCTV. We have all those things in place. So it's very, very, very good for you to live in a community, real estate community, because it really saves you. It saves you a lot of stress. You do not think of the malam that you call that is not at the gate, or you do not think of how to tell somebody to put on your generator. In this day, there's some people deliberately off people's generators so that they can come out and then they rob them. So you don't really have to go through that. You just stay in your house and the generator is on and all that. And then you have a phone, direct phone to those people that are in charge of all those things. So you don't really have to come out in the night. That's why I said this is the best for me, you know, living in a real estate environment and all that. All this contributes to your well-being. And if you take all this into consideration, we see that there's the little, we will reduce the risk to all these diseases that we say is outside there and all that, because most of them are not genetic, according to CWI on well-being. 80 to 90% is dependent on our internal and external environment. And this is where we'll draw the curtain for today. And we'll come back next week with another topic as it concerns real estate and how you can live your best life in your environment. And this is the Real Estate Nigerian Show, and this is the spirit of Nigerian radio, bringing in Nigerians in diaspora and Nigerians in Nigeria up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. We are here to help you, and please keep the message coming and all that. Every topic we discuss here are topics that are shared with us, are concerns of people in Nigeria and in diaspora during our discussion, and that's how we bring those topics. And we also encourage you to call in if you want to, but if you don't want to call in, you can always send me your messages. And you also go to the website, the Spirit of Nigerian Radio. You see us there, and then you can put everything that you need to know, and we'll be right back with you. I sign out. My name is Ike Williams, the main Ike Williams, and of course, SOG is there to trail you for all the rest of the day. Have a lovely weekend and live healthy. There's what we call real estate and well-being. Don't forget.
As you can see,
oh yes, and I'm thankful for the life that I am living now.
Easy baby, okay. Shabaluwa lo shelo. Oh, Oluwa. Shabaluwa lo shelo. Lagos today and London tomorrow. Shabaluwa lo shelo. Oh my jaye jaye. Shabaluwa lo shelo. Easy baby, okay.
Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.